Hello, this is Ramona Pansagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet, welcoming you to my weekly show about music and dance, Music Moves. Welcome to Music Moves, a series of programs discussing a myriad of topics about my favorite subject, music and dance. My goal in this program is to introduce listeners to some of the most beautiful music you've never heard, to introduce you to music you didn't know, and to reintroduce you to old music friends, perhaps viewed in a different way. During this time of social distancing, I find myself watching a lot of movies, old movies that were favorites and movies that I haven't seen. One of those is The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And lo and behold, in the middle of that movie, there is a dance segment. I started thinking about all of the wonderful old movies and new movies that include dance, and so today my topic is dance in film. The dance segment in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, in case you've all forgotten, is actually a scene from Carousel, a musical with a lot of dancing in it. But in this particular instance, it's the song, If I Loved You. So, to start my show today, I thought we'd reprise that lovely song from Carousel.
Anyway, you don't love me. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes.
You're a funny kid. Don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. Say, are you trying to get me to marry you?
Oh, no.
Well, then what's putting into my head? I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself. Kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I loved you, and somehow I can see just exactly
thank you.
The history of dance in film is very rich, and it starts with the movie The Red Shoes. It was the first film to actually use a ballet section to further the plot of the movie. And the music of The Red Shoes pioneered the integration of music, dance, and drama in the cinema. Interestingly enough, the music has origins that go back to 1937. A script was written for Merle Oberon and never made. 9 years later, though, after rejecting a ballet score by Polish-born composer Alan Gray, the scoring was turned over to Brian Easdale. He was already working on the movie Black Narcissus with the producers, so they just gave it to him to simplify their creative lives. And this film ended up being both the producers and Brian Easdale's most popular works. Here is the ballet music from the movie The Red Shoes, composed by Brian Easdale and performed here by the St. Louis Symphony under the baton of Vladimir Golshman.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet, and today in Music Moves, we're listening to Dance on Film. And we just heard music from the ballet and the movie, The Red Shoes. Going on in the world of ballet and film, the next choice has to be Gershwin's amazing score to An American in Paris. And believe it or not, The Red Shoes had a lot to do with An American in Paris being created. Gene Kelly showed The Red Shoes a dozen different times to executives at MGM in Hollywood in order to get his pet project An American in Paris made. Finally, it happened in 1951. This was the first Hollywood film whose action and drama led up to the climactic fantasy ballet sequence that was choreographed by Gene Kelly, but liberally quotes from The Red Shoes. Many years ago, when I was at university, I had the opportunity to work with Gene Kelly a little bit. He came to the University of Iowa as an artist in residence, and I was his pianist. One of the things I remember most vividly about him was his contract. He had one item listed in there that said that he needed 5 pounds of peanut M&Ms backstage and no green ones. I remember sorting out green M&Ms. So now we're going to listen to the amazing music of Gershwin's An American in Paris. This is the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas.
Thank you.
This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet, and today in Music Moves, we're listening to Dance on Film. We just heard Gershwin's amazing score to The American in Paris. The world changed drastically in the 50s and 60s. Realism became more prevalent and fantasy ballets were out. More real, gritty plots were in. Bernstein stepped forward with his West Side Story. With choreography by Jerome Robbins and the vibrant rhythms of the street, we got to see the Jets be real cool. Here from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story is The Rumble and Cool.
You want to live in this lousy world?
Play it cool. I want to get even.
Get cool.
I want to bust.
Bust cool.
I want to go.
Go cool.
Boy, boy, crazy boy. Get cool, boy. Got a rocket in your pocket. Keep cooly cool, boy. Don't get hot, because, man, you've got some high times ahead. Take it slow, and daddy-o, you can live it up and die in bed. Boy, boy, crazy boy, stay loose, boy. Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy, real cool. Thank you.
Easy action. Shh. Cool it, A-Rab. Cool it, cool it.
And now for the War Horse finale.
A War Horse, a staple of the repertoire that is widely familiar, may cause audiences to leap to their feet in excitement, applaud wildly, and generally jump for joy.
Today's War Horse is drawn from another more recent film about dance, The Turning Point, a must for all ballet fans. This is Mikhail Baryshnikov's variation in the ballet Gala sequence, the male variation from Don Quixote. You've enjoyed today's foray into dance on film. There are so many other choices I urge you to explore and watch the music move. Please join me again next week for more explorations in music and dance. This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet. Have a great week.